get me a date with a nice blonde lady.
With a nice blonde lady?
Yes, please.
Why do you want a blonde lady?
Oh, I like these statuesque blonde ladies from the New World. Is it possible?
I don't know. It depends on how suave you are.
Suave?
Suave.
Suave, well, I have a very good profession.
What do you do?
I'm an oncologist.
An oncologist? You're a person that treats cancer patients with chemotherapy.
Yes, Chris, that is true. Those glorious melanomas you speak of so often.
Yeah, well, you're a doctor then.
Yes, sir.
An oncologist, and you're looking for a blonde woman.
Yes, sir.
Well, I would think in your practice you must come in contact with lots of people that you could probably date. I know it's you don't want to violate the doctor-patient relationship, but...
Oh, no, Chris, I couldn't do that. You see, I have a very high code of ethics.
All right, well, so what do you want? Would you like me to find you a sleaze bag?
Oh, well, as long as it's a blonde sleaze bag.
A blonde? You have this thing about blondes. I never understood that about certain men only like blondes, certain men only like box of women, certain men only like leggy women. I like all women.
Well, the thing about in New Delhi, blondes are very rare.
I imagine it'd be very rare. All right. I'll see what I can tell you what I'll do. Maybe some blonde lady that... let me put you on hold here, and so I'll get your number, then maybe some blonde woman that always wanted to date a man from New Delhi will call me, and I'll put you together. How's that? Okay, but I still think you're passing up a lot of joy. You know, I was never like... You know, some guys say, yeah, I'm a leg man. And they spend their whole lives looking for long legs. Or, yeah, I'm a boob man. And they wait for Globos Grandes. Not me. I think you waste. There's millions of women out there, and I think each has something to be said for her. Doesn't matter. I mean, sure, it's nice every now and then to wallow in a massive eldritch cleavage, but by the same token, that's not a prerequisite. I mean, occasionally it's nice to be with perhaps a smaller, but lither woman. Or perhaps every now and then it's not. I'm 6'2". It's wild for me to stare eye to eye to somebody standing there flat-footed. You know, a woman, I'm 6'2", but every now and then you run into one. But then again, by the same token, 4'7" ain't bad either. I mean, yeah. You know what the problem is? I guess with me anyway. With me, I'm so easy to please because I like that. I love to hop a donkey hobble, and it don't matter to me if they're breathing. I'll soon be teething when I do hobble do gobble doogie. I'm easy to please, hobble. They could be short or tall, hobble. They may not talk at all. She could be deaf and dumb, and I'll still check her plumbing, and I'll sing hobble-doo-gobble-doogie. I mean everything I do, hobble. Sometimes when I get bored, I'll hobble down at the wheelchair award while they're rolling. I try to pole them while singing hobble-doo-gobble-doogie. You know, when hobble, when it comes to a quickie, shouldn't be so picky as I remove her dressing. I count my blessings and I sing hobble to gobble, and the men sing as I march on a never-ending quest. So many women, so little time, but yet furiously in the years allotted to me, I plan to make a dent in the available crop. Some men dedicate their lives to research, to study, to inner peace, to reflection, to model trains. My hobby is... and I monomaniacally pursue the accumulation of numbers. If you want to be choosy, it won't make me woozy. I won't be grieving. I'll just take your leaving. When you see that endless parade, I can't deny them. I must try them.